How much of Detroit's water do Coke and Pepsi use? We finally have the answer. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Back in April, our reporter Kay LaFond set out trying to nail down exactly how much of Michigan's water is bottled and sold. And it turned out to be a pretty challenging task. Now she's managed to get some information on another two of the state's most well-known bottlers, PepsiCo and the Coca-Cola Company. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
So remind us, why was it so hard to get information on these companies?
Well, bottlers are only required to give the state information on their water use if they use their own groundwater wells and they have the capacity to pump 70 gallons per minute or more. So for Pepsi and Coke, who both bottle Detroit tap water, they can keep that info to themselves.
And they weren't willing to give it up initially, right?
No. When I was doing my original reporting, I reached out to both companies and neither one would give me that info. So after the original story ran, I submitted a Freedom of Information request to the Detroit Water Department. And I asked them for water use data for Coke and Pepsi, and they gave it to me. Since then, I've followed up with them both, asking them to confirm and clarify the numbers from Detroit, and they've been much more responsive than the last go-round.
So what did you find out?
So a spokeswoman for Coke told me that last year they bought 113 million gallons of water from the city of Detroit. To give you a comparison, that's just over a quarter as much as Nestle pumped in 2015. Coke says it returns about half of that to the system as treated wastewater, so conceivably only half of the city water they buy ends up in their products. And this includes their bottled water brand Dasani, as well as all the other beverages they make. Pepsi told me that they bought 105 million gallons last year, so that's in the same ballpark as Coke. They say they return about 60% of the water they purchase as treated wastewater.
Do they pay the same rates for their water as, say, a residential user?
Sort of. They pay the same amount per gallon. But they pay a lot more in something called meter charges, which are a flat monthly fee based on the size of your water meter. In the case of Coke and Pepsi, those are industrial-size meters, so they're definitely paying for the volume that they use. For example, Coke paid about $1 million in water usage charges to the city last year.
How does this fit into the bigger picture of the water that we use in Michigan?
Well, there are a couple of concerns people have. First of all, bottled water is somewhat of a loophole in the interstate agreement that protects Great Lakes water from leaving the basin. The Great Lakes Compact is an agreement signed by Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces. It bans diversions of water out of the Great Lakes Basin, but it allows water to leave the basin in containers of 5.7 gallons or less. Coke, for its part, says it sells most of its beverage products locally in the basin, but that doesn't mean that they're required to or that they even have to make that info public. Almost 20 years ago, a study done by the governments of the U.S. and Canada reported that 14 times as much bottled water is imported into the Great Lakes region as is exported. But we don't know how that's changed, and it's something that's hard to track, as I've discovered. The second issue is that some people don't like the idea of water as a commodity that's bought and sold. They believe Great Lakes water should belong to the public, and access to water is a human right.
Thank you, Kay.
You're very welcome.
You can head to our website, michiganradio.org, to see Kay's map of bottled water facilities in Michigan. This is the Environment Report. Officials want you to help them look for a tree killer. It's called the Asian long-horned beetle. It has a shiny black body with white spots, really long antennae, and sometimes blue feet. It's not in Michigan yet, as far as anyone knows, but there are infestations in Ohio. Rhonda Santos is with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. She says the beetle can attack and kill 12 different kinds of trees, but maples are its favorite.
One of the signs that a tree is infested is circular holes. They're about 3/8 of an inch in diameter, a little bit smaller than a dime.
She says this time of year is the best time to keep an eye out for the beetles, though you could see those little holes year-round. You can find out how to report beetle sightings at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.